Osaka City Council has intensified public health education and enforcement measures aimed at preventing the spread of cholera, with public health educators deployed in communities to promote hygiene and cleanliness. Speaking in an interview with Zanis, Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba said health educators are working on the ground to ensure residents in affected areas understand the importance of maintaining high levels of cleanliness as a key preventive measure against cholera. She said the sensitization campaign is being conducted as part of the council's wider public health response. Ms. Mwamba explained that the local authority has also appealed to members of the public to take personal responsibility by observing proper hygiene practices, noting that collective action is critical in the fight against the disease. Government has launched the construction of a 20-megawatt solar power plant and two grid-connected solar facilities at the Natural Resources Development College, NRDC, in Lusaka. The project, which is being developed by ZESCO Limited through its subsidiary company Kiona Energy Limited, is part of Zambia's strategy to diversify its energy mix and reduce reliance on hydropower, the energy minister said on Tuesday. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony, Minister of Energy Makoso Chakwote said the project marked a key milestone in the country's transition towards a cleaner, more resilient and sustainable energy system. He said the project includes a 20-megawatt solar power plant which will feed into the national grid and two dedicated solar facilities that will supply NRDC directly, ensuring uninterrupted power for teaching, research and agricultural production. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Iran's foreign minister is in Istanbul for talks with Turkish officials expected to focus on averting the threat of attack by the United States. Abbas Araghchi has said all countries in the region should confront what he called threats to regional peace from the US and Israel. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is in Shanghai on the third and final day of his visit to China to strengthen economic ties. President Trump has warned it would be dangerous for the UK to do more business with China, but the British government noted Mr. Trump himself is due to visit Beijing later this year. The French Prime Minister, Sébastien Lecornu, has used a special constitutional power to force through approval of the government's budget for 2026. He'll now face a no-confidence vote next week, which he's expected to survive.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 19 gwei, the Great British Pound 27 kwacha 15 gwei, the euro is trading at 23 kwacha 82 gwei, and the South African rand 1 kwacha 27 gwei. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Celtic kept their Europa League campaign alive over winless Utrecht at Parkhead. Goals from Benjamin Negren and Arne Engels, either side of a Nick Vergevar own goal, put Martin O'Neill's side 3-0 up inside 19 minutes before Danny DeWitt pulled one back for the visitors with their first shot of the match. Adrian Blake brought Utrecht back within one goal as his long-range strike beat Celtic goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel. But Austin Trusty headed in Engels' corner 4 minutes later to calm any nerves. Having finished 21st in the league phase, Celtic will now face either Stuttgart or Ferencvaros in the knockout playoff round, with the draw taking place on Friday. Osaka has intervals of clouds and sunshine with highs at 27 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be partly cloudy with the temperature dropping to as low as 18 degrees Celsius. Looking ahead, thunderstorms are expected Saturday afternoon through Saturday evening. The headlines. LCC steps up public education and enforcement to prevent cholera, and Energy Minister launches NRDC 20-megawatt solar project. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity. A quality product from Californian Beverages.
This is Rock FM.
You're rocking with the best. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Rock FM. 104.5 Lusaka.
Lou Zucker.